With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevelin. Wildlife officials received 150 calls related to grizzly conflicts with people in northwest Montana last year, a Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks report last week said. An event in Big Fork Thursday night was geared toward reducing those conflicts and helping the growing populations of both people and grizzlies in Bear Country get along. Nick Mott reports.
FWP Grizzly Management Specialist Tim Manley, who authored that report, updated the more than 100 attendees of the Spring Bear Wake Up Social on the latest goings-on of grizzlies.
What are bears doing right now? Well, I flew yesterday in a helicopter. Bears are coming out of their dens.
He says right now the Bruins are hungry. Grizzlies in the spring act a lot like cattle, grazing for favorite plants like cow parsnip, a native plant in the carrot family with the white flower. They also forage along moist soil at the edges of avalanche chutes.
The spring is also a time when they hunt deer fawns, elk calves. There's about a 1 to 2 week time period where they're kind of vulnerable and the bears can actually catch them.
Manley's region of the state contains part of the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem, home to the largest population of grizzlies in the lower 48, and they're protected as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. The report showed a 50% rise in calls about conflicts over the 25-year average. 20 different bears were captured last year, and 9 of those ended up dead. Both calls related to grizzly conflicts and captures have been much higher in a few individual years in the past, especially due to poor huckleberry crops that sent grizzlies searching for food near homes. Last year was a record year for deaths and removal of grizzlies by wildlife managers across the NCDE, with the bulk of deaths concentrated on roads. Grizzlies that died in Manley's region passed from trains, illegal hunting, natural causes, and removal due to misbehavior.
I ended up removing 5 grizzly bears last year through management actions. These were bears that had caused a lot of property damage or were causing repeated conflicts, and the decisions were made to remove them, and I had to end up euthanizing them. And that's the worst part of my job.
He says when grizzlies get food from residences, they can get too conditioned to people. They act a bit like eager, misbehaving puppies, trying to get grub from wherever they can. That means trash, outdoor freezers, bird feeders, pet food, fruit trees, even gut piles. Grizzlies are smart and love sweet treats so much they'll sometimes climb up a tree and shake it to get all the apples or pears to rain to the ground.
So here she is shaking the tree.
Manley has the video to prove it.
And she climbs back down and she's going to eat apples now too.
He says there's a lot homeowners can do to safely live with bears and prevent behavior like this. He says for one, pick all the apples from your trees. He hopes to get a fruit gleaning program going in the area this year to help with that task. Knowingly putting out wildlife feed is illegal in Montana and can attract bears too. Last year, FWP helped install 18 permanent and temporary electric fences in the area, conducted 20 presentations and workshops, and loaned out 13 electric fence energizers, 20 bear-resistant trash cans, and 15 noisemakers called critter getters that scare bears away. Ann Pelham of Columbia Falls says she's seen Manley present 4 times.
I learn something new every time, and I'm fascinated by the bears and making sure that we do everything we can to keep neighbors from attracting them.
Pelham lives on 10 acres, and much of that land is protected by electric fence.
And nothing comes into our property. Our dogs are safe, our horses, our meals.
She says she also keeps her garbage in tight cans in the garage.
Yeah, just keep smells down and clean. It's an important thing.
The event was hosted by FWP and conservation-based nonprofit Swan Valley Connections. An author and biologist Doug Chadwick also presented on bears in the Gobi Desert and grizzly connectivity across North America. The Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee will host a different meeting Tuesday, April 30th on how the federal government, state, and tribes are working together to manage the expanding population of NCDE bears. That meeting features the opportunity for public comment and is at 9 a.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn in Kalispell. I'm Nick Mott in Big Fork.